as we get ready for Red, White, and Boom, July 3rd. Not too far away. Britta Fenstermaker in. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what made you happy this weekend, Britta?
The warm weather. It tells you the first signs of summer are here.
Well, you're going to love this week.
Yes, absolutely.
All fun. So, and it's normally we have warm weather for the July 3rd fireworks and all of that. And Britta's here from the Hancock County Fairgrounds. And we're going to run down a lot of things that are going on. And last year, there was a lot, and I see this year, Red, White, and Boom, July 3rd at the fairgrounds, just the same, packed full of activities. We start out, we've got a 5K registration at 9, and then the 5K run.
5K run around the fairgrounds, 10 o'clock in the morning, 3.1 miles all the way around. Give out and get your early morning run in before you get your food in.
Very good. And then at noon, you got a car show.
Car show, yeah. The car show last year was a huge hit and a huge success. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing that back again, hoping to be even bigger and better. And we've got all kinds of categories. We've got motorcycles and pedal tractors, cars, trucks, you name it. Bring it out. We'll have a category for it.
If it has wheels, you know. Yeah. Is there a cost to get in for the car show? I mean,
$10 for an entry for the cars. Yep.
And I'm guessing money, this is all for a big fundraiser for Junior Fair.
Junior Fair, absolutely. Yeah, the car show is sponsored, too, by Custom Classics on East Sandusky Street there.
Very good. And then noon to 8, you got the Kids Zone, the Community Foundation, stepping up here. So.
Yes. Yeah, the Community Foundation has came through this year for us and doing bounce houses, pony rides, train rides. Everything is free as part of their Fun for All series over the summer that they're doing around the community, giving everybody free stuff, free fun things to do throughout the summer. So they're really, really big sponsors that for that one as well. Mm-hmm. There's going to be probably about 10 bounce houses, the train rides, pony rides from noon to 8. We kind of extended it this year because we stopped it a little early last year and people were not happy. So we're extending it. So hopefully that we can hit everybody because we know the 3rd is a hard time to know if you have off work or not. And so we've got it later at night. Yeah. So if people have to work during the day, they could still come out and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Britta Fenstermaker in Hancock County Fairgrounds, Red, White, and Boom, July 3rd. And of course, a lot of things for the kids. And then you've got a lot of food vendors out there. Looks like maybe you've added a few more than last year.
We have 20 signed up this year. 20 food vendors. Everything from your normal Frank's Fries and Cleffer's Kitchen. And then we're going into crepes and desserts and waffles and you name it, it should be there. We're having a big list this year. We've extended all over.
And where will they be parked?
All down Restaurant Row there in between like the livestock barns. Mm-hmm. So all those will be down there in between the beef and the dairy, Legacy Barn, and then all down where like the kids zone is as well.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if this was new last year, Beer Garden opening up at 6:30.
Yep, we did a Beer Garden last year. We're bringing it back again this year. Again, was a really big hit. And so you can come out and the kids can have some fun. You can have some fun as well. And then the concert will start right after that. And we have a little patio area set up for the concert as well. So you can hang out in the beer garden and watch the concert.
Stage will be right over by the beer garden there. So, and who's your entertainment?
AJ Nepper is his name. He's coming out this year for us. So he is a local artist. So we'll get him out here and get him rocking and rolling.
Yeah. He's going to do the Star Spangled or the national anthem just before the fireworks hitting at dusk, 10 o'clock usually.
Yes.
We'll have the soundtrack on the radio, and you can listen that way or come out to the fairgrounds, whatever. It's always packed out there, you know.
Absolutely.
So lots of good stuff going on. Anything else? Red, White, and Boom, July 3rd.
No, but it'll be a fun day for the whole family. Yeah. Every year we try to continue to keep growing and keep making this thing bigger and better. It's free to get in, free to walk around, free to look at the cars, free to the bounce houses, everything you want to do.
Yeah, very good. Just have to pay for food.
So. Yes.
Or beer.
Yes, yeah,
me too. So, very good. So check out HancockFairgrounds.org. A lot of info over there. And Britta, you've got a new junior fair office as well. That is it all done yet, or is it just the old poultry building?
Yes, so they've just finished the back half of it. Okay. They finished laying the carpet back there. So, I encourage everyone to come out and look at it over the fair. It'll be great. It's a good area for the kids to hang out in, and the junior fair board gets a nice area. So.
Very good, fantastic. All right, we'll look forward to seeing you out there, Britta. Hancock County Fairgrounds. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.